T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, Shaq, going up the UGA real quick, and you know, everybody knows the word on everybody is who's going to be the quarterback when they go against Arkansas, and DeJuan Mathis, or is it going to be JT Daniels and all those things? I got a question for you. I don't know if I asked you this last week. Do you think there's a possibility that they go in with a two-quarterback plan?
Oh, absolutely. And talking to some people, you know, I know pretty close to the program, they've said things like, DeJuan Mathis looks really good, and he's putting a lot of pressure on JT Daniels right now. So I can only assume by the way he's playing in practice that they want to see more of him in live game action. And going into that first game, having two guys who can do different things only makes it harder on the defense. And I think from what I'm hearing, this guy has earned the right to have some kind of snaps in his ball game. So I wouldn't be surprised if both these guys play. And DeJuan Mathis goes out and shows a lot of people what everybody thought when he came to Georgia was a really good player. And from what I hear, he's throwing the football really well. He's moving around really well. He's had a year to adapt to what's going on as far as the speed of the game, because he was the quarterback on the other side of it, being a scout team guy. JT Daniels is still an experienced guy because he's played in his league. He knows what it's like. He's played major college football, but having two guys being ready to go and ready to play, I think, is a real, real chance of that happening week one.
Is that a good situation? And I know it's hard to say because, you know, it's going to be a different offense, at least slightly. Whoever plays is going to be a guy who hasn't played for Georgia before. But just looking at it in the context of the SEC and other teams having new quarterbacks, a couple teams having quarterbacks returning, does Georgia have a good quarterback situation headed into week one compared to some of the other teams that they're going to be playing?
I would say so, man. I say you got a guy who has experience playing major college football. Then you also have the unknown of a guy that nobody really knows about. And there are a lot of guys around this league right now who are breaking in new quarterbacks, just like Georgia is, but they're breaking in new quarterbacks with no experience. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple teams like Florida who, you know, have a quarterback that's proven. Alabama and Mac Jones, who's played a lot of football. But you look at Miles Brennan, he hasn't really played much for LSU. He's been there a while, but he hasn't had the experience. Georgia has a couple guys who has experience in JT Daniels, and then you have the unknown. So I think it'll work out in Georgia's favor because you don't know what they're about. But at the end of the day, I think you got two guys who are 4- or 5-star guys who are elite players, I believe, will be in this league. And we'll be happy with the situation of having two guys who can get the job done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.